Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Wednesday, the 4th of March. US President Trump said that the US International Development Finance Corporation will offer to insure tankers in the Gulf, and that the US Navy will start escorting tankers through the Strait of Hormuz as soon as possible. It is not clear how the former pledge would happen. This is not conventionally what the Development Finance Corporation does. The latter may take some time to arrange. Oil markets are not perhaps as enthused as Trump is by these pledges, and oil prices have risen again. Trump's concern may reflect the political considerations of the affordability crisis. Affordability is about inflation perceptions, and the price a US consumer pays to fill the family fleet of sports utility vehicles is a very important input into the perception of inflation, completely out of proportion to the actual importance of gasoline to inflation itself. This political consideration may be important in judging the length of the conflict. It is still unclear what the long-term aims of the United States are, and comments from Trump yesterday have not introduced any clarity. We are still at a point where the economic realities and market moves do not necessarily coincide. It takes a prolonged increase in energy prices to cause economic disruption, which is why the length of this conflict matters. Even rising inflation perceptions in the States, which are a more immediate reaction, are much more political than economic in their fallout. US consumers, especially middle-income consumers, should be able to adapt their consumption in the face of higher gasoline prices. Part of the problem with anything involving oil prices, and indeed the Middle East, is that there is a folk memory of the 1973 OPEC oil price shock and its subsequent economic impact. But the world today is not the world of 1973. Nor even the world of 1990 and Iraq's invasion of Kuwait. Indeed, it's not the world of 2022 and Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Alternative energy sources, improved energy efficiency, and changing structures in economies mean that economic decisions today will be different to those in the past. Trump also said the United States would cut off trade with Spain. Spanish Prime Minister Sanchez is to make a statement on that this morning. Financial markets are likely to ignore Trump, however. No member of the US administration has backed these remarks, and without another member of the administration endorsing the statement, it's likely to be classed as rhetoric, not policy. The US, of course, does not trade with Spain as such. It trades with the European Union. On the data calendar, European producer price inflation data is due for January. Yesterday's January consumer price inflation data came in a little higher than expected, which might ignite the debate between policy hawks and doves. Producer price inflation is expected to remain negative in year-on-year terms. The brief move into positive inflation for producer prices in the first quarter of last year creates a base effect that makes a negative number more natural at this point. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG. And a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation
or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.